Expand your offerings. Explore the expansion of your message through your product range and offerings, digital and physical, one-on-one and passive, and have a blueprint to explode your business to the next income level while staying true to your soul's work. We've connected further into you sharing your message and where you'll do that. A lot of those platforms are fairly low cost in terms of daily use. Even your own custom-built beautiful website, when you consider it's rocking you to the world 24/7. Now we're looking a bit deeper into sharing your message further in terms of products and offerings. I think now is the perfect time to remind yourself that you're worthy of living passionately. You are worthy of making money doing what you love. You are worthy of being abundant in financial wealth, as well as the inner richness of living soul-fueled. You are worthy of defining what abundance means to you and in which way it flows to you in whatever colossal or minute way that means to you. We explored amping up what you do in your manifesto, pumping up the general words around your job description, because there's always room to inject inspiration, positivity, and creativity. And another reason, the more amped up and excited you are, the more high vibration energy you're sharing, the more you're magnetizing others in a similar state, and the more you're drawing more abundance in all forms to you. And also, it comes down to inspiration, motivation, aspiration. It comes down to the results. The way you create your own market is by injecting your flavor into what you do. No one can ever compete with you, as you are completely unique. The more you bring into what you do, the more you're creating your own island, oasis, paradise to share with the world something that no one else is. That is powerful. That's where the magic is. Because the more you own you, the less you worry about the marketplace or the competition, and the more you focus on creating more and more high value content, expanding your plethora of inner magic goodness to offer your tribe, free or paid, which can all mix back in to creations, products, and offerings. Let's explore the various forms of paid and free creations you can potentially offer. So digital offerings, blog posts, videos, audios, podcasts, group programs, e-courses, e-books, trainings, subscription services. Physical products, books, products, apparel, accessories, cards and stationery. Passive offerings, digital or online products, i.e. e-books, podcasts, videos. Digital online programs, i.e. membership sites, short courses, e-courses, subscription services. One-on-one offerings, alight services, tailor-made creations, individual programs, physical services, and VIP offerings. I said earlier to take notice in terms of reference into the wild. The reason I mentioned this is because any content you've created in the past can be mined for gold. Into the Wild was a book written from the experiences of a journal Christopher McCandless kept. So Christopher, or Alexander Supertramp, first decided on a voyage, adventure, quest, and then he decided to document it. He drew from inspiration of the greats such as Thoreau. His journal notes then became fodder for a best-selling novel, which then became the inspiration for a Hollywood blockbuster. See all the mining that came from simple journaling? Despite the unfortunate ending for our friend Chris, I do hope this inspires you to see outside of the box and see how content can become even more content and even more content. Even though I truly believe we are limitless vessels for unique content moment by moment, even one blog post we write or share has a hell of a lot of life and legs to it if you want to see it through. Can it then become an audio or a podcast? Could it inspire a video series or even a summit of like-minded teachers? Could it be the spark for the first module of a program? Could it be the manifesto behind the creation of a particular physical product? You've explored deeper into your soul's truth, what you deeply want in this life, what lights you up and what makes you come alive. All of this is beneficial into looking at what you've already created and in what you can imagine for the future. Don't discount existing creations, there may be a way, with a focus on bringing them into the alignment you now feel, to re-release them into your community. Perhaps there's a way to use the bones and then take them to the next level. Perhaps it's simply a matter of branding and communication. You don't have to start from scratch at all times. It can be easier than you think. For sure, there'll be occasions when it's a complete ground-up exploration. But don't do that just for the sake of it. Use what content you've already released if it's still of use to your community. Remember, not everyone is at the speed you are at right now. They may need the steps laid out for them, and you may be the only one to do that for them. Far too often I see clients trying to make things harder for themselves than necessary. Truly, the simple solution is often the best. Keep exploring how you can expand your digital, physical, passive, and one-on-one offerings. Aim to eventually have a range in the different categories, as this will allow so much flexibility for your growth as a creator, entrepreneur, and leader. And the more flexibility you have, the more space you have to deeply and creatively expand the way you experience and design the various facets of life important to you. Having free and paid offerings will let you unleash your inner magic, connect to your true tribe further, and refine even more what message lights you up most and what your one song universe is. Honestly, the more we share, the more we carve out the deeper and underlying badass magic. And we all have a universe within us, and we're all connected. We can all help each other rise higher and higher. Honestly, it all comes down to the one universal truth, love. Now is the time to explore your play sheet, My High Vibe Offerings Blueprint.